You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
We continue our discussion on the belief in the Mahdi. Assalamu alaikum. The awaited savior who is our living imam. One of the important discussions as we discuss the awaited savior is the long life of al-imam al-mahdi. This is something that some schools of thought find troubling or difficult to accept. How is it that the imam alayhi salam has been surviving all this time? Is this something possible? So the Imam alayhi salam was born on the 15th of Sha'ban, year 255, in the Hijri lunar calendar. The lunar year is about 11 days shorter than the solar year. So given that this year is 1440, if you subtract 255 from that, that makes the Imam alayhi salam 1,185 years old in the lunar calendar. And in the solar calendar, the Imam alayhi salam was born in the year 868, or some sources 869, depending on the actual calculation. That makes the Imam alayhi salam in 2019 about 1,150 years. So that's over 1,000 years. And the question is that possible? How can a person survive for so long? We will cite two pieces of evidence that demonstrate this is possible. One is from the Holy Quran, and the second is from science. As for the evidence from the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that Prophet Nuh alayhi salam lived amongst his people for how many years? For 950 years before the flood, and then he lived hundreds of years after the flood. So he easily exceeded 1,000 years. Assalamu alaikum. So if this happens to one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is possible, why does someone find it impossible to accept that the Mahdi is over 1,150 years old when we have evidence from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, that the Mahdi is the ninth descendant of Imam Hussein? Number two, the Ahlul Bayt never separate from the Quran, and he will have an occultation until Jesus, son of Mary alayhi salam, reappears. So when this is the case, and we have evidence for that, why should it be difficult to believe that the Imam of our time is over 1,150 years old? So there is evidence in the Holy Quran. In fact, the Holy Quran tells us about people who were not even prophets. They were not even imams. Yet Allah granted them a long life. Like who? Well, other than Iblis, we're talking about humans. Because they'll tell you, well, Iblis is from the jinn and their characteristics are different. People of the cave, Ashab al-Kahf. They were people, not prophets, not imams, but righteous people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah put them to sleep. At least the imam's living, he eats, he drinks. These people were put to sleep, which is scientifically like impossible. For 309 years, as the Quran says. How did they eat? How did they survive for 300 years? So if Allah can make a righteous person, because the person believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sleep for over three centuries, would it be difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have his representative on earth, here in this world, live this long? What's the problem with that? That's the Quranic evidence that this is possible.
Jesus Christ lives.
Yeah. Well, they will tell you Jesus Christ was raised to the heavens, and the heaven The heavens have different dimensions. They have different conditions. We want evidence from people here on earth. We also have Al-Khidr, who's lived for, you know, thousands of years. So we do have others who've lived this long. So if any Muslim from another school of thought objects to us, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, how do you believe in an Imam who's lived for so long? That should not be difficult to accept. The Quran establishes that this is possible by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What if someone demands scientific evidence? I want scientific evidence that this is possible. Don't talk to me about miracles and supernatural events. Scientifically, biologically, is it possible for someone to live that long or no? Let's see what science is saying. Dr. Aubrey de Grey, he is a scientist and he's one of the co-founders of SENS Research Foundation. His role in that foundation is the chief officer, science officer. Basically, his mission is to bring an end to biological aging. That's what he does at this institute. I believe he's an Australian scientist. Now, in speaking at a virtual futures event in London, this is what he said. He believes that it is possible to make the current human being live for 1,000 years or more. And he boldly even stated that the first person to live 1,000 years old has already been born. What does he mean by that? That means we have the science that we're working on, that within, you know, maybe a few decades, we will give people the ability to live that long. And that person who's going to live 1,000 years has already been born. If it was biologically impossible, these scientists would not waste their time. They've studied the human body. They know that it's possible. We just haven't discovered it yet. But it's possible. It's possible to have the cells regenerate and let the body just continue living. It's theoretically possible. So if Allah keeps someone alive for so long, there's nothing that would contradict science. In fact, Google is throwing its might into a project to slow the aging process. Even Google is invested in this. And they really think that it's possible for humans in the near future to live 1,000 years. Also, we have the Australian geneticist David Sinclair. He believes that such a pill, which will allow for the cells to regenerate and keep you that long, might be as close as 10 years from now. So possibly in 10 years from now, scientists can crack that pill that allows you to live that long. So we say to these millions of Muslims who object to us and they mock us for believing in an imam who's living that long, we tell them the Quran says it happened. Science says it's possible and we're just maybe a few decades away. So what's the issue that you have? If we have sahih hadith, if we have intellectual proof, there must be an imam. And if the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicates that that imam went into occultation, what's the problem in believing in that? Why is this something difficult to accept? So when we look at science and when we look at the Quranic perspective, this is something absolutely possible. Most Muslims around the world today have an issue with this, but this is something that's absolutely possible. Any thoughts or observations on that?
So the only issue is that this thing is not possible?
Yeah, they're like, this is a mockery. How are you believing in someone who was born 11 centuries ago? If Imam al-Askari really had a son, he would have been dead by now, whoever he was. It's not possible for a person to continue living that long. That's their argument. And in fact, they find this belief so silly that they make a mockery out of it.
But then say if we see, when we see the previous prophets, like even Prophet Adam, he lived, I believe, for...
Yes, close to 1,000 years.
So when we see, it's just that in today's age, the average lifespan has become very short. Even the average height of a person has become very short. So this makes it difficult for the people today to understand that living, having such a long life is possible. But people, like say a few centuries ago, would have easily accepted this because they had evidence where people were living for like...
Well, their argument is that those people who lived for a long time during the time of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam or other prophets, that kind of capacity that the human being had came to an end. So in our modern times, including the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, there was no such lifespan for any human being. And even if we accept that Nuh alayhi salam and others lived that long, because the Quran mentions that every Muslim, of course, will believe in the Quran, that's something of the past. This is the sunnah of God in the past. But in our present times, it's not the sunnah of God to give human beings such capacity. That's why I mentioned science. Science is saying, no, this current human body does have the capacity. We just don't know how to get there yet. But we believe that it is possible. So the argument is, if it has happened in the past, for sure, and no Muslim will deny that. And modern science is looking at the current human being, whose average lifespan is 80 years old, let's say. Science is saying, yes, right now the average life expectancy is 80. But this current human body, with the way that it's functioning, with its biology, with its cells, it can live 1,000 years. It can, this current human body. So why would any Muslim then reject the idea that the Mahdi could be living that long?
It's all boiling down to one point, equating Ahlul Bayt to the normal humans. That's their perspective, right? They're expecting Ahlul Bayt to be...
And that's why we mentioned the people of the cave. They were humans. They were humans who believed in God. But Allah, for a purpose, He kept them sleeping for 309 years. So why can't Allah keep the Mahdi alive for a purpose? And we talked about the purpose of the Ghaibah.
Do we know how long ago the people of the cave lived? About a few thousand years ago?
A few thousand years ago, yes. The people of the cave maybe a thousand... It's after Prophet Isa alayhi salam and before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. It's not more than 2,000 years. Maybe 1,800 years ago. Maybe less, maybe more, yeah. So that's not too far ago, right? It was before Islam, but not many years before Islam, maybe just a couple of centuries.
They were true Christians.
Yes, they were on the path of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. They were true Christians, yes.
But they did believe in the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Well, at the time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not been sent yet. So they believed in the idea that God will send a final messenger, but obviously they did not believe in the details because the Islamic religion had not been sent yet to humanity. Yeah, I think they passed away, maybe their incident is a few centuries before Islam. So that's one area of discussion when it comes to discussing the life of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi.